Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. Nice to see you today. Even if the weather's not great, it's good to be able to gather together. If you are visiting with us, I hope you've been made to feel welcome. And if you're new to the church, filling in one of these welcome cards or picking up a welcome booklet in the entrance area might help you. As usual, the notices are in the bulletin. Holiday Club registration has started, and there's a notice there about the church lunch on the 16th of June and the AGM coming up on the 19th. And you might be interested this evening in Praise in the Park if you're not coming to 6:30 live. Hopefully the weather will be a wee bit better for that, but they usually have contingency plans if it is raining. Now, a couple of announcements from others. Natalie's going to tell us something to begin with. Is she here? Brilliant. Come and do that just now.
Morning, everyone. Just here on behalf of the World Mission Hub to draw your attention to the prayer meeting that we're having for our mission partners next Monday. That's the 10th of June, and that's happening 8 to 9pm up in the upper room in the church here. These meetings are open to the whole church, so you're all very welcome. It's an opportunity for us to just learn a bit more about our mission partners and to lift them up in prayer. So these meetings are going to be happening regularly, usually every second Monday of alternate months, so just watch out for the notices in the bulletins. But for now, please join us next week, Monday night, 8 to 9pm in the upper room. Thank you.
Thanks, Natalie. And Fiona's going to come tell us something as well. So that was, oh, and Angela, brilliant. Come and join us.
Good morning. The number 52 coffee shop is going from strength to strength and is so well visited by all ages, 5 days a week. We couldn't run the coffee shop without our volunteers, and we're so grateful for each and every one. Over the summer, due to the school and family holidays, etc., we have fewer volunteers, and therefore we're here today to appeal to you all to consider sparing a few regular hours each week to help at number 52. In particular, we are especially short of helpers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for a wide variety of roles, from serving or preparing sandwich fillings, table clearing or dishes. So some of the roles are dealing with customers and others are not.
You need to be 16 or over, and you don't need any experience, as all training will be given in the job and you'll feel comfortable with. The summer holidays are a great opportunity for students to come and gain some work experience, which can be added to your CV. As we have said, there is a whole variety of different jobs to do. For example, a few hours every other week doing dishes or even just being at the till. The choice is yours. We will fit in to your rota around your time that you can commit. If committing to a few hours is too much for you, then please, please consider being on our emergency list. Or on the day request, should we suddenly have anybody who can't come in that day. If time permitted, I would love to have been able to tell you some of the amazing ways that we have seen God at work in number 52, and you could be part of that journey too. We get a whole variety of customers, and we need to get a whole variety of volunteers. Number 52 is such an effective ministry within our church, and we would love as many of you as possible to be part of it. Please speak to myself or Angela or Ruth Mitchell in the office for any information that you need. Thank you very much.
Thanks. That's volunteering opportunities in number 52 and the mission partner prayer meetings on Monday evening. And yeah, lots else in the bulletin. And this week was the week for the magazine and the prayer diary as well. If you haven't got one of those, do so on the way out. Let's turn to God in prayer now at the start of our service. Let's pray. Almighty and all-loving God, in awe and reverence we come to worship you. We come to proclaim your greatness and your power, your sovereignty, to declare your goodness. You are the compassionate and caring God, and we are grateful for your love that constantly surrounds us, for all the blessings we've received from your hand, and for the hope of our faith in Jesus Christ. Merciful and forgiving God, we confess our unworthiness of your goodness. We have not loved you or one another as we should. We have broken your commandments even in this past week. Please forgive us. Living and life-giving God, we come to hear you speak to us and to bring before you our needs and the needs of the world. We offer you our worship. And as we do so, we ask that you would touch our hearts again with your living presence, that we might know that we have met with you. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Joy, please come and lead us.
Well, good morning. This morning in our service, David's going to be speaking to us from Isaiah chapter 40. It's one of my favorite chapters. And some of the verses in that chapter will be very familiar to many of you. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will rise on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. And Paul echoes those thoughts in his letter to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians and chapter 4. He says, this is why we never give up, though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Let's stand, and we're going to worship our God who will last forever. Behold our God. Please stand with me. We'll uplift an offering during the second song.
Behold.
Help us to keep our eyes off ourselves and our troubles, and help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to find our strength in you, for it is as we keep our eyes on you that you will renew our strength and renew our spirit. And as we give ourselves to you, as we bring our offerings to you, would you accept our lives and our offerings as pleasing in your sight, and would you use our gifts for the glory of your kingdom? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ailey.
Good morning, everyone. Laura and I are just going to give a quick update on our year, and also just give you a quick rundown of an event that we're organising at the end of this month. So we're organising a KBC fundraiser, Kayleigh, on Friday the 21st of June for our whole church family. And this is going to raise funds for the KBC intern programme next year, and will hopefully cover the costs of the Cairn Training Hub programme, which is sort of a key aspect of what we've been doing this year. Laura and I are so grateful for the financial support we've received to cover these costs, and we're really hoping that others after us get this opportunity as well, so that's why we're organising it. A few practicalities about the Kayleigh. It's open to everyone, all ages, and families too. A real opportunity for us to come together as a church family and have a bit of fun. Our very own Joseph Hamilton, don't know if he's here, yep, his Kayleigh band Kilp and Fling, have I got that right? Yep, they're going to be playing and leading the Kayleigh. We'll also have a quiz and some drinks and some snacks as well. There will be donations on the door, so feel free to contribute whatever you can, but the suggested donation that we're asking for is £2 for under 18 and £4 for 18 plus. So just so we have an idea of numbers, if you know that you're definitely coming along right now, because you do, there's a usual sign-up sheet in the Crush Hall just outside to write down your names, and there's also going to be an Eventbrite sign-up circulated via social media if you're on that, and if that's easier for you as well. So get that in your diaries, and we'll hope to see you there.
So just a short little update on what we've been doing the past like 10 months. It's been so busy. It's been an amazing 10 months. It's been packed, filled with everything under the sun. But we've absolutely loved being part of the KBC staff team. It's been amazing. They've been amazing. They're so lovely, so welcoming. So we've loved that. And we've been involved in leading and planning a whole number of things like equips, and we do SU groups, and I've been on the Kirkcaldy chaplaincy team. So it really has been like such an array of stuff, and it's been so amazing. We've also been encouraged in our own personal study. We've been given the opportunity to do online courses, so that's like really helped us in our theological studies of scripture and stuff like that, so that's also been amazing. We've also, as Ailey mentioned, been engaged with Cairn and the Baptist Union, so as Glasgow interns we've been linked with Baptist Union, who've helped us link with other interns in the area. So there's been two others, Sean and Alpha, so we've really, really benefited from time with them, and with Ali Lang, he's amazing, so he's really poured out into us and really mentored us as we've gone along this journey, so that's also been amazing. And with Cairn, it's run out of Central Church in Edinburgh, that's also just really poured into us, they've really invested in us, it's all about leadership and discipleship, so we've really, really benefited from that, it's been amazing. We've also had the chance to be on team at a lot of stuff, like One Life and stuff like that, and we've been at Deep Impact, we were on team there, and just recently we had the Alpha Leadership Conference in Edinburgh, which was amazing, loved that every minute, so that's been amazing. So our last Cairn weekend was just there, so that's our last one, but we've got one more monthly coming up, so Cairn's coming to an end, which is really sad for us, because it signifies our internship coming to the end, but we really have been so blessed, and we're so excited to finish up with Cairn, because it's been amazing. Just on that, for next year, we just kind of wanted to give you an idea of what we're looking at. So Ailey's still really praying into and waiting on what God's saying for her to do next year. She's really praying into where God wants her to go. So it'd be really, really helpful if you guys could pray for her in that. But for me, I'm going to be starting a full-time role with Alpha Scotland after the internship. So that's based in Glasgow. So my job title is Alpha Administrator. So I'm really just like picking up some stuff that some admin stuff that someone else is putting down, and I'm running all the social media for them. So I'm really excited about that. So if you could pray for me in that would be lovely. So yeah, it would just be great if you guys could continue to pray for equipping and wisdom for us as we finish our internship, and direction as well for where God wants us to go. But we really do just want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us, the continued support and all the love that you've given us. You've really been amazing, and thank you so much.
I'm just going to lead us in prayer now, so let's pray. Father God, we come before you today in awe of what you've done and what you will continue to do within the life of KBC. We lift up to you all of our ministries, and in particular our youth and children's ministry. We thank you for the way in which your sovereign hand has blessed this ministry through your anointing of dedicated leaders, provision of resources, and the joy of seeing the fruits of your working in our young people's lives. We give you thanks for our children's ministry and for the new appointment of Steph, and we pray encouragement and strengthening over her as she discerns where you're leading and developing the ministry. In this, we particularly want to pray for the Children's Hub meeting on the 4th of June and ask for your guidance here in developing vision for the future. At this time, we lift our primary sevens to you and pray boldness and comfort over them as they make a daunting step to high school in August. For our youth and young adult ministry, we pray specifically for the many activities going on this month and throughout the summer, such as the Beach Day, PowerPoint Plus, and Soul Survivor. Father, let these times be times that relationships are strengthened and faith is deepened, and a real fire for you is awakened in young people and their friends. Thank you for all of our house groups, and we pray specifically for our sixth year house group, especially for those about to transition from school to the next chapter of their lives, and we ask for peace for them as they face what is next. We continue to pray for the relational ministry going on at FNL, particularly for those discussing what the Christian faith is in the Alpha Room. And we give you thanks for the new provision of our laser tag equipment, which we pray that you would use to bring joy, but ultimately for the furthering of your kingdom as well. Father, we lift up each and every child, young person, and young adult here at KBC, and we thank you for the blessing that they are to this church. You know every single one by name, and you know in such great depth the joys and struggles of their daily lives. Thank you for the unique calling that you have placed upon each one of them. In all things, Lord, we pray that they would be released into this calling in spirit and truth, that they would grow and develop in their faith and flourish in all of Christ and his love for them. In prayer, Father, we remember each member of our church family who's currently in hospital and any others who are in need of your comfort and healing. We pray for these things and also for your peace to be resting where they are and with their families. We pray specifically for the funeral of Mary Meekin on Thursday. May your hand be resting on Frank and Hugh and all those attending, and let there be a strong sense of your presence dwelling among those who knew and loved her. Almighty God, through all of these prayers, we strive to build your kingdom alone, to give you glory and to see future generations transformed by your grace. Open our hearts to the possibilities of this new day, to everything it has to offer, and above all, to all the ways that you will be at work within it. Help us to know and to recognize your loving presence at every moment. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I think, boys and girls, that's time for you to go. And did anyone count how many times Laura said amazing? But as they're making their way out, they're both amazing as well, aren't they? They've done a great job. Okay, in a few minutes' time, we're going to be singing again. And the focus of our worship will be on the greatness of God. But before we do that, Andrew and I are going to read part of Isaiah 40, the central part of that chapter. And we're reading it in the Message translation. And it might be good just to sit and listen to it and allow the strength of the words to come to you afresh. In Isaiah chapter 1 through to chapter 39, God's people are facing the threat of Assyria, the big global superpower that we've referred to in recent weeks. But in chapter 39, perhaps just when they thought the power of Assyria was beginning to fade, there's a prophecy given by the prophet. And it says that, okay, Assyria might be on the wane, but Babylon is arising. And Babylon is going to come in and sweep aside Jerusalem and take God's people captive into exile. And they would be there for 70 years. And so as we move into chapter 40 this morning, that's where God's people are. They're in captivity in Babylon. And the first 11 verses are really about the prophet coming in saying, look, we want to encourage you. We want to bring words of comfort because the time of your exile is coming to an end. And so be encouraged. And then in the main part of the chapter, Isaiah reminds the people of God of the greatness of God, that God is the creator, that he is the all-powerful one, and that no one can compare with him, and he will work out his purposes in the lives of his people. So here we are, let's listen to these words together. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak softly and tenderly to Jerusalem, but also make it very clear that she has served her sentence, that her sin is taken care of, forgiven. She has been punished enough and more than enough, and now it's over and done with.
Thunder in the desert. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road straight and smooth, a highway fit for our God. Fill in the valleys, level off the hills, smooth out the ruts, clear out the rocks. Then God's bright glory will shine and everyone will see it. Yes, just as God has said.
A voice says, shout. I said, what shall I shout?
These people are nothing but grass. Their love fragile as wildflowers. The grass withers, the wildflowers fade, if God so much as puffs on them. Aren't these people just so much grass? True, the grass withers and the wildflowers fade, but our God's word stands firm and forever.
Climb a high mountain, Zion. You're the preacher of good news. Raise your voice. Make it good and loud, Jerusalem. You're the preacher of good news. Speak loud and clear. Don't be timid. Tell the cities of Judah, look, your God. Look at him, God, the Master, comes in power, ready to go into action.
He's going to pay back his enemies and reward those who have loved him. Like a shepherd, he will care for his flock, gathering the lambs in his arms, hugging them as he carries them, leading the nursing ewes to good pasture.
Who has scooped up the ocean in his two hands, or measured the sky between his thumb and his little finger? Who has put all the earth's dirt in one of his baskets, weighed each mountain and hill? Who could ever have told God what to do or taught him his business? What expert could he have gone to for advice? What school would he attend to learn justice? What God do you suppose might have taught him what he knows, showed him how things work?
Why, the nations are but a drop in a bucket, a mere smudge on a window. Watch him sweep up the islands like so much dust off the floor. There aren't enough trees in Lebanon, nor enough animals in those vast forests to furnish adequate fuel and offerings for his worship. All the nations add up to simply nothing before him. Less than nothing's more like it, a minus.
So who even comes close to being like God? To whom or what will you compare him? Surely no God idol. Ridiculous. It's made in a workshop, cast in bronze. given a thin veneer of gold and draped with silver filigree. Or perhaps someone will select a fine wood, olive wood, say, that won't rot, then hire a wood carver to make a new god, giving special care to its base so that it won't tip over.
Have you not been paying attention? Have you not been listening? Haven't you heard these stories all your life? Don't you understand the foundation of all things? God sits high above the round ball of earth. The people look like mere ants.
He stretches out the skies like a canvas. Yes, like a tent canvas to live under. He ignores what all the princes say and do. The rulers of the earth count for nothing. Princes and rulers don't amount to much. Like seeds barely rooted, just sprouted, they shrivel when God blows upon them. Like flecks of chaff, they're gone with the wind.
So, who is like me? Who holds a candle to me? Says the Holy One. Look at the night skies. Who do you think made all this? Who marches this army of stars out each night, counts them off, calls each by name? So magnificent, so powerful, and never overlooks a single one.
So let's stand as we worship that great God together. The band are going to lead us in O Lord, My God. Let's stand together.
Oh Lord.
Help us to see more of your greatness, more of your majesty, more of your mighty power at work in our world and in our lives as we listen to your word. Be with David now as he comes to bring your word with us and give us hearts and ears that are open to hear what you would say to us. In Jesus' name, amen.